From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. A new resource for Spanish-speaking voters was recently released. Contamos Idaho is a bilingual website that wants to make the voting process more accessible for Idaho's Hispanic community. And as Idaho grows, so does its Hispanic residents, which according to the 2020 U.S. Census, makes up 13% of our state's population. Contamos Idaho hopes to take its first steps in breaking down barriers for Spanish-speaking Idahoans who will soon be turning in their ballots. So joining us today to talk more about this is the Civic Engagement Coordinator of Conservation Voters for Idaho, Antonio Hernandez. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Antonio, talk to us about what kind of barriers that you see the Latinx community coming up against when it comes to elections and you know, being at the polling booths.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when we talk to voters, it's really concerning how many are unaware of just the frequency of our elections. I think that's sort of the first barrier that we see is folks being just unaware that an election is happening. And so we're often the first people who have engaged in this conversation with Spanish-speaking voters in a very long time. And voters just want to know the basics, dates, times, where to vote, the requirements. And actually, another piece of information that is not well understood is that Idaho felons have their voting rights revoked when they are convicted, but restored once they have completed all sentencing requirements, including paying for court fines. And this is the type of information that we have on our website in both English and Spanish.
And what issues at the voting booth then, in particular, are the most important for Idaho's growing Hispanic population?
You know, I think there are like a wide range of issues. There's definitely not like a monolith community when it comes to Spanish-speaking voters in Idaho. Folks have grown up here. Some have moved from other states and just have different perspectives. But some of the stuff that we hear about the most often is, I think, education, immigration. I think folks want to want what's best for their communities, just like Idahoans at large, and hold those Idahoan values. And I think there's like a wide range, and it's really great to be able to talk to voters about, you know, what motivates them to the polls, because we hear all sorts of different things.
So this new website, Contamos Idaho, wants to increase civic engagement. Describe what that engagement has looked like in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd actually want to preface this maybe with a story, because I grew up in Nampa and come from a Spanish-speaking household. And I've shared, this is a shared experience, I think, with so many other people who, you know, are Latino and grew up in Idaho, which is we've had to translate information we receive in English into Spanish for my example, my mother and my grandparents. And I was only about 8 years old when this started happening. And like I said, I think this is a very shared experience for folks who grow up in Spanish-speaking households. And so at 8 years old, I would have to try to translate, you know, different things we get in the mail, maybe from school, so that my mom could understand this. And that's really the basis of where this comes from, wanting to provide information in both English and Spanish. But then also the civic engagement side is connecting to people in a way that we know that this is reaching them. We're hearing instant feedback on what we need to improve on, what else we could add to it. And that's one of the great things about, so Contamos Idaho is a coalition of leaders and organizations, and we have a lot of perspective from folks who have been doing this work for a very long time.
Well, and I think it's you know, interesting, because when we think about, you know, native English speaking Idahoans, right? A lot of times I think what our Latinx community goes through, we don't think about in regards to, here you were 8 years old, right? Having to try to translate this information for your mom so that she would understand it. That is not something that myself or my children will ever come up against. And I would think that potentially adds even more barriers to being civically engaged.
Absolutely. And I mean, information is a door, right? To be able to access the different things that you may be interested in, those values that you have, and not being able to have that in the language that you understand, because this happens to English speakers too, in a way. You might get something in the mail that is written by a lawyer or, you know, has been cleared by a legal office and may not be accessible to you because of the type of language that's being used in that letter. And so it just compounded, right? If you add Spanish to the mix, or somebody who isn't fluent in English, having to then take that information and understand how to navigate that moving forward. City hall meetings, school board meetings, right? There are so many places where we hope people in Idaho are civically engaged, but they have that, we have that barrier. And there are several barriers like you described, or we've been talking just briefly here, but that language one and information is just so critical to making sure folks know how they can get involved.
Well, and I think too, that if you do not speak more than one language, I think there are things that you do not understand when it comes to differences in language. And what I mean by that is, you know, for instance, I mean, just where a verb and a noun go in a sentence, right? It is sometimes different in a different language. I mean, so even if you are translating, if you are not fluent in that language, you don't necessarily, it's difficult to understand the translation. And I think maybe we don't maybe talk about that enough for people to understand all of the layers to this.
Yeah, I think you're hitting on a really important point, right? Translation is one thing, but interpretation, making sure that there's understanding about the intent of what the information is trying to portray, that's a whole another layer. And, you know, we don't have enough resources for people to navigate that, right? Me as an 8-year-old, or folks who may be experiencing this as well, to have both English and Spanish side by side, like we have on the website, because then both, you know, if you have somebody in your family that speaks Spanish or is more comfortable with Spanish, and you have people who are more comfortable with English, you can literally kind of compare both and further develop your understanding, and also just be accurate, right? Like, we want to make sure that folks, when they translate or have this information, that it's accurate in both English and Spanish.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just so important. And, you know, what other resources and information are you hoping that you can do with this website? And I like how you said you're already getting feedback on what you can do better.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And that's, like I said, we have partners that are just incredible, like Poder of Idaho, Idaho Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Community Council of Idaho, the ACLU of Idaho, leaders like Maria Gonzalez and Alex Zamora that were behind the Idaho Hispanic Caucus and Idaho Latino Vote. You know, there's a lot of perspective and experience here that I feel like really is helping us move resources like these forward. And, you know, we want to grow our public outreach efforts and to continue to strengthen a culture of voting and civic engagement within Idaho's Latinx populations, especially for low turnout elections like the primary and municipal elections. So that's what we have for us into the future.
Let me reintroduce you for folks who maybe just be joining us. We're talking with Antonio Hernandez. He's the Civic Engagement Coordinator of Conservation Voters for Idaho. We're talking about a new bilingual voters resource that is helping to provide more information to Hispanic voters ahead of, in particular, tomorrow's primary election. So, Antonio, with a growing Hispanic population, as I mentioned, we look at the 2020 census, 13% of our population is of Hispanic descent here in Idaho. So why does it seem that our state is so delayed in providing inclusive resources? Or is this something that that many states are dealing with?
That's a really great question. And I just want to compound to that. You know, we are growing, the Latino community is growing in Idaho. It's been part of that growth for a very long time now. And there was just an article that came out from the Idaho Capital Sun that put Latino buying power at an increase of 65% over the past 10 years. And so this is a critical part of Idaho, of our agricultural industry and beyond. And I do think it's a challenge for many states to provide these resources. I think part of it is, do you have people in these offices or in these places of work that understand these issues and could provide some guidance? You know, Idaho has a couple counties right now under the Voting Rights Act that they need to provide information in Spanish, that being Clark County. And then we have some requirements around tribal languages for other counties in Idaho. And we want to be partners with these folks, but we understand that like a county like Clark County has low resources, right? So how can we improve our systems here in Idaho so that we make sure that we provide that information? And I think that one, like I said, hiring folks who understand the issue is really key. And then the other side is making sure that, it really does come down to resources and what structures we can create. And we're a little behind. Idaho's Latino community has been here for a long time. And I think it's about time that we really invest and move forward with this, because like we mentioned, Idaho's Hispanic community is just growing.
And I think too, you know, you talk about resources, right? And you mentioned maybe having people in positions where they can also speak Spanish. I mean, I know just from personal experience, my husband speaks fluent Spanish, and the job that he's in, when he doesn't speak Spanish every day, but when he is, there is someone who their native language is Spanish. When he starts speaking to a person in their native language, there is such a tremendous barrier that comes down that I think that we do not appreciate within our society.
Absolutely. So we also do bilingual phone banking. And when folks answer the phone, right, there's a cultural thing that I think anyone who grew up in a Spanish-speaking household is maybe aware of, but we understand when somebody isn't able to speak English to get this information, so we switch to Spanish. And it's just like you described, this barrier that was up, that was, you know, incredibly difficult to navigate, just gets lowered, and we're able to have a conversation in a way that the person understands it. And sometimes we get, you know, like we'll talk to grandma or grandpa, and we'll end up talking to like whoever else is in the household, you know, about voting and about the upcoming election and how important it is to have folks participate in that.
Antonio, in what other ways do you believe the Latino representation needs to improve here in our state?
That's such a great question. I've been really grateful to see progress in Idaho, especially when it comes to all these leaders who have been moving the needle forward. But there's so much work still to be done. It wasn't that long ago that Canyon County had rescinded a rule from the commissioner's side that for Canyon County, only English communications was allowed in a county that we saw had some of the most need for Spanish materials. We're still, you know, making sure that things like that don't exist on our books. And part of that is making sure people understand their rights and how to speak up, because it's so critical for us to, in order for us to truly make progress, that we understand where those issues are and where we can make those improvements. And so we need people to speak up. We need people to make sure that they know that they matter, their voice matters, they're a part of this community. They've been a part of this community for a long time. And I would love to see more representation, especially in areas where we see like Latino voting age population at over 20%, Latino population in District 12, I believe, the new Caldwell district, or actually 11, or is it 10? I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but
it's all that redistricting. Look, we're all confused,
right? Yeah. Right now. But in Caldwell, that district is now 30% Latino population. I think it makes sense for us to have representation and fairness in these areas, because at the end of the day, a healthy democracy reflects fairness and inclusion. And so since we really don't have representation on Latinos who have been elected to office here in Idaho, those numbers are very, very low. I think, you know, part of the proof or part of showing that this is working, that democracy is working in Idaho, is having representation.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, how do people find out more about Contumas, Idaho?
Well, we have a Facebook page, we have an Instagram, and we have the website, contamosidaho.org. It's phonetic, you know, if you say it out loud, Contamos, Idaho, that's exactly how it's spelled. Check us out. Please utilize this resource. Please share it with family, friends, neighbors. Make a plan to vote. And I hope everybody goes out to vote tomorrow for this upcoming primary.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Antonio Hernandez. He is the Civic Engagement Coordinator of Conservation Voters for Idaho. We've been discussing Contumos, Idaho. It is a new bilingual voters resource for the Latinx community. Up next, we'll find out how to dig for dinosaurs on International Museum Day. Stay with us. Thank you.